Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Now,
you all didn't know the old me, that for 40 years, Darren, I was a kamikaze. The fact that I'm alive is a miracle.
How about that?
I've ridden steers, jumped off cliffs, been shot and been shot at, and I survived it all.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 2 of the RP Show. It's episode number 293 of Canada's Daytime Sports Talk Show. And we can exhale. We're off national television for a while. And it's not just Canada. On the weekend, I mentioned an hour ago, I was conversing with viewers in Amarillo, Texas, Central Oregon, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and now Toledo. Hello, Toledo! They're watching down there.
Oh, yeah.
But now it's just Facebook Live. Not that that's a small thing, but it doesn't move as fast as Hour 1.
It's not. It doesn't have to be as structured.
It doesn't have to be as structured. Thank you for saying that. So Kate Pedersen will join us here in moments from Lake Muskoka, Ontario, the daughter of the great Leif Pedersen. And Kate now has fashioned herself quite a career in broadcasting as well. Leafs TV, Oilers TV, and now a free agent. So we'll talk to her about that. And Donnie Hewitt, who we always love our chats with Donnie Hewitt, the ageless Don Hewitt from CTV. Let's re-up on our quick six show topics, Jordan, and then I'll go right to my favorite one. And just going to surprise you what it is. Hello. Thank you. Leafs bounced. That's number one. Leafs bounced by the Columbus Blue Jackets. That's not my favorite point, and certainly not yours or Clark. So we'll move on. Point two, the NHL draft lottery is tonight. I see Tom Halleck. He is the press box announcer at IG Field in Winnipeg, tweeting at the show, our show account, saying there will be riots in the streets if the Oilers win number one overall tonight. That's why I want them to win. I don't really care if they get it or not, but can you imagine? Or even if the Leafs get it. One of those two teams.
Your fan bases in those two markets shouldn't want Lafreniere.
Why? Kids.
First of all, in Toronto, that's not what's missing from your team. Talent, offensive talent, is not what's missing. So that's not what you should be targeting, right? You're just replacing A with, you know, an apple with a different kind of apple, right? It's no different. But adding him, it's making it just like signing Tavares or in Edmonton getting all those number one picks makes your team so unlikable, and it's really bad for the personal brand. The Oilers of 06, so much more fun and likable to watch than the Oilers of today. The Leafs of the late 90s, early 2000s, so much more likable and easier to watch and like than the Leafs of today. Better for your brand if you earn it, not if it's given to you.
Alan, the intern, who referred to himself on Facebook today as a bona fide stud. What does that mean, by the way? Anyways, he's written in, Alan, the intern, the Asian sensation, says the Oilers winning the lottery will make the Vancouver riots in 2010 seem minor. Well, number one, it was 2011. And number two, I'll give you a pass on that, Alan, because, yeah, we're both joking. I was joking and you're joking. But I forgot how stupid people are. Not you, Alan. People that might actually riot if the Oilers win. Because they're dumb enough.
Oh, yeah.
So these are virtual riots. I'm talking about on social media. That's all. Good point for reminding me. But it was 2011. Point three. This is my favorite point of them all. College football is on the brink. I don't like that. What I like is Trevor Lawrence coming out today, the star Clemson Tigers quarterback. This is his draft year. We've been talking about this kid for years. You don't even need to be a college football aficionado to know. He is the one with the long, straight brown hair, like devout, huge Christian. He today went on a Twitter, not even a tirade, but like a hashtag. We want to play. All the reasons why NCAA football players should play if they want to play, should be allowed to play. And I'm kind of sitting here going, if we could just sign a waiver, if we want to get on with life and sign a waiver, waive our rights, legal rights, I think we should be able to do it. We were talking about people on the break here that are susceptible to coronavirus, i.e. if they get it, they'll die. We get those people. We get it. But it's kind of flipped here to everybody else having to be locked up. Now, I was saying to my wife on the way out to the golf course yesterday, I don't know why I'm so wound up about this, because I've kept working. Nothing has really changed in my life. But it's because I care about others, obviously, and I'm really, what's going on with CFL players is horrible. But Saturday night at Kings Park Motor Speedway, had a guy come up to me, Darren, standing at the concession. He had to be close to 70. And he said, Rod, I'm the oldest registered driver on the circuit. I still have my registration and license. He could race cars if he wanted to. He's no spring chicken. And he said to me, I said, how's your pandemic life? Because clearly he was not afraid of the coronavirus, okay? He was right up in my face. He says, I own a concrete company. We pour driveways. Nothing slowed down for us. We've been social distancing for 50 years. Right?
Yep.
He goes, my problem is that I can't find anybody to work. He goes, I got more work you could shake a stick at, but I can't get anybody who wants to work. Everybody wants to be on CERB. And it makes me think, I've been thinking this for a while, people act like CERB's $10,000 a month instead of $2,000 a month. But I thought about those CFL players or anybody else that's struggling right now and unable to work. I almost took his number down. I said, if anybody bitches that they can't find work or they're broke, here, call this guy, because he'll pay you cash. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you're getting it.
I get that.
Conversations that go on at the speedway.
I love it.
So do I.
It's so awesome.
Point four, the latest on the CFL. Here's what's going on today. People are incredibly fearful for their jobs because they feel when the announcement's made that the season's going to be canceled, there will be a wave of layoffs everywhere across the CFL. And they're probably right. And I'm on the MLSE story. Everybody's been saying to me, is it true the MLSE is going to buy the CFL? No, but they're going to become an investor. And I feel pretty good this morning, again, that I had somebody say to me, Rod, you're barking up the right tree on this one. It's coming. So I'll double down on it, despite the mud that's been slung at me. I don't know how many times I got to be right before they'll stop doing that.
It's never going to happen.
You don't think so?
Unfortunately. No.
There's no Santa
Claus? Because what did you say in the roll-up?
What did I say?
Hurting people hurt people.
Oh, the people that are slinging stuff at me are damaged.
Of course.
That makes a lot more sense.
Right? Where's the hate coming from?
I don't understand. What are you doing to me? I'm just reporting the news. Get off my back for once. You're heavy. What's up with Kate? Okay, well, she's at the lakes. I would almost not be surprised if she wasn't able to get a good connection, Kate Pedersen. Last week, one of our viewers wrote in and said, you need more female guests. All of a sudden, Clark, boom, he's DMing Kate to come on, which is fine. It's good. Ask and you shall receive here. Point five, the Blue Jays haven't won a series yet this year. It doesn't matter. This season's really just batting practice for the seasons ahead, right? Nate Pearson, Bo Bichette.
Oh, yeah.
Bichette's been crushing him, though.
Yeah.
He looks great. Vladdy. Haven't heard much of Vladdy.
No, he's moving further down the lineup. I'm seeing him batting sixth and seventh. You know, you would think that he would just sit there, start to finish. Your cleanup hitter, fourth in the order, is locked off for the whole year, right? It's going to be Vladdy all year long. But that's not the case at all. He's moving down. He's not batting that well. Teoscar Hernandez is the only guy on the Jays roster batting above 300.
Well, I'm not seeing any highlights of him booting plays at first base. So that is a bonus, I would say.
Yeah.
This is all about learning this year and staying alive, apparently.
Yes.
And point six, the Raptors reached 50 wins on Sunday for their fifth straight year. And nobody cares because it's Canada and it's basketball.
I know. You know.
That's changing.
Yep.
But that's a pretty big deal. Really big deal, actually.
Huge. Clinched second in the East going into the playoffs. And that is, it's a big deal. And the Raptors are Canada's right now most successful franchise of all the sports teams. So it's great. It's great to be a Raptors fan. And the NBA's kind of got it figured out, too, just like the NHL does. It's great. It's exciting time to be a basketball fan in this country. And CEBL had a great finish to their tournament. And now the Raptors get to do their thing in the playoffs.
One more before we go to Kate Pedersen. Jeff, the Stamps fan, writes in and says, well, saying you hate Calgary doesn't breed wonderful sentiments with this fan base. I never said I hate Calgary. Never once. Not one time. See, that's you, Calgary, going and inventing things. And by the way, you started it. Okay. Let's go to the video chat. I think she's by the lake. Let's see. We'll see how this goes with Kate Pedersen connection-wise. Well, hey, Kate, it looks like you're in the same spot you were the last time you were on with us. Am I right?
I am, yeah. I came back from the lake last night, so now I'm just at the farm in King City.
That makes sense. Okay, well, I was saying to Clark, if she's got a connection problem, it's because she's at the lake. I've been following what she's doing, but you're back home. It looks like it's been an unbelievable Ontario summer. Am I right?
It really has, and there's worse places to be. I've been playing a ton of golf, but back into cycling. I ride a lot of horses every day, so relative to not working and not being in the mix of things that I love, this isn't a bad second spot.
So, look, we got a lot of things to talk about here. And we're going to do a career update. By the way, you're a free agent now. I didn't understand that you were on a one-year term with the Oilers, so you're looking for your next thing. So we'll talk about that. But you're obviously following what's going on with the Oilers losing out here in the play-in round. So how do you think that's playing over in the locker room and in the city?
I think it's really tough. I think the pros and cons, and you can relate it to being in Regina, there are definite pros and cons with a passionate fan base because they're educated sports fans. They really know what they're talking about. They follow day in and day out. So it's really tough. If I've learned anything in the short time that I was lucky enough to have chatting off book with Ken Holland, is that Ken Holland is a great human, a great guy, and obviously we know his track record speaks volumes. So I think that what they have established with Oilers Entertainment Group is a really great group from the top down. We know that the players want to win. They've got a lot of talent in that room. So it's just, you know, working to put something together. And I don't think Ken Holland's the kind of guy that's going to hit the panic button. Yes, disappointing. Yes, there were some very high highs and some very low lows in the regular season that we can look back to. When we look at the best of five series, we can say, you know, December was a rough month for the Oilers, but look how they turned things around and they were able to get hot when they needed to and put themselves in a playoff position. So I think, yeah, it's tough. It's sad. You know, at the end of the day, people love sports. They want to see their team do well. And the Oilers are lucky to have an incredible, incredible and knowledgeable fan base. So it's just a question of maybe tonight's the night to hit the draft lottery hard and do well. Who knows?
Yeah, well, I was going to say it wouldn't be start all over again. But I'm hoping for the Oilers to win tonight and get number one just for the storm it'll cause. And also because the Oilers are my number two team. But I got to say this to you, Kate. You're right about the Oilers versus Regina thing. And because I've compared the two fan bases a lot because they are knowledgeable and they're that invested. And there's no doubt. But I'll go this. I'll see you that and raise you this. How about Winnipeg for Bombers fans? Because the 29-30-year drought of them winning a Grey Cup, everybody was so upset at the Bombers after, you know, 25 years. I'm like, you can't blame the current guys for what happened 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. How do you, like, they're so upset at Edmonton, because I hear it just like you do. I see it on social media. I've been hearing they're an immature team since 2015. That's enough. Well, that's not Dave Tippett's fault or Ken Holland's fault. I mean, you must be hearing that stuff too, right? Like, I think that they overachieved this year under these guys, but people just want to pin the woes on everything that's gone on since 2006. Or have I misread that?
Yes and no. I think they're frustrated. And I think as a longtime fan, they have a right to be frustrated because they did have some incredible years and then they've had to go through the tough stuff. But I think that that's the reality of every franchise. You're never going to make the exact team, the perfect team. Injuries happen. We've seen that, you know, when things happen. I mean, I'm thinking of the Leafs loss, but everyone's quick to point out injuries and things, but that's the reality of pro sports. It happens all the time. And there are a lot of injuries. I'd say probably 80%. That you don't know about, that are just lingering things going on behind the scenes, and guys are playing through them and pushing through. So, yes, they have every right to be frustrated. Are all of these things Ken Holland's or Dave Tippett's fault? No, absolutely not. Will things turn around? Well, We don't really know because I keep touching back to my CFL career because it was a great example. Mark Trestman took a team that was pretty good on paper to a Grey Cup. Now, very similar the following year, they had a treacherous year. So it's just, they've got some of those key pieces. And I was in the room this year. By no means do those guys not have the fight and the drive and the will and the want to win, because that's not a question in that room. It's just putting it together. And I think injuries and the time of games and all sorts of things, there's so much to consider. So yes, they can be frustrated. Is this the end of the world? No. Do I understand why fans are a little bit disappointed? 1,000%. But no, 10 years ago, that team is completely different from what they're fronting now. And I think there were some real moments of brilliance this regular season that fans can be excited about once they finish kind of licking the wounds of the last few days.
You just said that so well, and you're right. And I will say this, Oiler fans do have a right to be frustrated. I guess my point is, don't give up. And I know they won't give up, but I do think that there are better times ahead. Now, I'm going to get to a CFL question, but our intern, Alan, who referred to himself again as a bona fide stud, I'll say it again on his Facebook page this morning. Yeah, I admire the confidence, the Asian sensation. He says, hey, Kate, who's the person that you interviewed where you thought, I love my job? Does somebody come to mind?
All of it. All of them. I mean, if we're going to the Oilers, I got to interview Wayne Gretzky this year. I hadn't met him yet. And it was a quick text from PR. We'd kind of put in a casual ask, if Wayne's around, we'd love to chat with him. And it was like, you've got 5 minutes with Wayne in 5 minutes. And I was like, what do we want to talk about? Oh my gosh, what are we going to do? So, I mean, that was pretty cool. You can't not put him up on the top of the list. But if I just keep it to this past season, I have a ton of respect for Dave Tippett. And we put together a documentary or a mini doc, and it was called The Builder, because a lot of people may not know Dave is a builder in his spare time. He loves to rebuild motorcycles and cars, and it's something he did with his dad, and that's something he's carried over, and that's sort of his hobby. That's how he unwinds. So we did a series of sit downs, and we picked some young guys, some vets, and guys that had ties to Dave Tippett. And I remember sitting there with James Neal one-on-one, and he said, my entire life I've wanted to win a Stanley Cup, and I still haven't, and the best thing would be to win one with Dave Tippett. And I just, when you have those goosebump moments and you really have a breakthrough, because, James gives good interviews, but it's hard to tap through some of that hockey persona and really get to the nitty gritty. And I probably paraphrased it wrong, but it was one of those moments where everyone in the room behind the camera was just covered in goosebumps. It was a really cool moment. And it just showed the impact that a coach has on his player, that this guy wants to win one and has always wanted to win one, but the impact of winning one with Dave Tippett would have been that much more special. So I put that on my list. You don't get a lot of time to do sit downs during the season. So that was a pretty special one this past year.
That's a great story. I got goosebumps thinking about it actually, or hearing it. Last one, Kate, on the state of the CFL, because as you've said, you're CFL Kate in our world. Your thoughts on what's going on with a 3-down game right now?
It's anyone's guess, but I think if we've learned anything from watching the NBA, MLS, baseball, and hockey, what the NHL has done has worked, clearly, because they're still in it. There's been no blow-up, no postponed games, no canceled games. So I think if they can swing this Winnipeg thing, I know that financially, it's a big challenge. The NHL has a lot more money to spend when it comes to putting on something like this. But I think from what I've seen, again, from the outside or driving past Hotel X in Toronto, and also hearing some feedback, some rumblings from players, they're making the most of it. They're having fun in the bubble. And I think that at the end of the day, CFL players are not playing because they're making millions of dollars. We know that. That's not a secret. I think they're playing because they absolutely love the game and want nothing more than to continue playing the game. So I don't know what's going to happen. I really hope that something does happen because we've seen firsthand the bubble works. Winnipeg is actually one of the only CFL stadiums I've never been to, but I've heard great things. And you mentioned the fan base. They've got an incredible fan base, of course, for the Bombers. But anyone who has that kind of a fan base has a great taste for the CFL, and they are passionate about the game itself. So I think it's a win-win. If they can find a way to get it done, the bubble seems to be safe, productive, and you know what? It would be great for the fans to get some football.
But what about the future of this league if they don't play in 2020? How damaging do you think it would be?
It's hard. It's my honest answer is incredibly, incredibly difficult to go up from here. I think that every year is a battle, and it's not because the CFL fans aren't incredible and they aren't coming out and they aren't buying tickets, but it's a smaller capacity. And we talked about it the last time I was on, you know, small businesses are struggling. And in this gigantic world of professional sports, the CFL is small. So I think it's a big challenge. And maybe there's a way that that's at the provincial or the federal level and try to just kind of have a rebuild. I mean, we've seen teams fold, I think, to Ottawa, and we've seen them come back stronger than ever. So maybe we draw some inspiration from that and the way the Red Blacks were able to fold, come back. But is it going to be easy? Absolutely not. I think it's a huge mountain ahead. If they don't have a season and there's no way to salvage something, then I think, too, it puts them on a different page in terms of the world of sports, to be the one league that wasn't able to get anything going.
No doubt. Kate, love the visit as always. We'll enjoy what's rest of summer, and we'll chat with you here in the fall.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Kate Pedersen joining us from, I think it's north of Toronto. Came in from the lake to do the interview.
Cottage country.
It looks so beautiful out there. We will take a timeout, come back with a sports update, more viewer comments. And Don Hewitt of CTV will join us because he'll have thoughts on the state of the CFL and, of course, the Montreal Canadiens advancing in the Stanley Cup playoffs and facing the Philly Flyers in the next round. It's the RP Show, Game Plus TV Network. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. And you're listening live on rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel neglected or unloved? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Just ahead of CTV's Don Hewitt, a Monday sports update. American golfer Colin Morikawa has become a first-time major champion by winning the PGA Championship at San Francisco's Harding Park. Meanwhile, Canadian golfer Taylor Pendrith will make his major debut at the U.S. Open in September. The Richmond Hill, Ontario native qualified by making the top five in the Korn Ferry Tour standings following yesterday's tournament in Portland, Oregon. By the way, who had Colin Morikawa as their winner?
I know.
Nobody. I was on that podcast at Winnipeg last week, The Icebreaker, and I said Dustin Johnson.
He was
and although he was there, but I don't know who, too many that had Morikawa. The 8 teams eliminated from the NHL's qualifying round will find out today who gets the number one pick following phase 2 of the NHL entry draft lottery. Edmonton, Florida, Minnesota, Nashville, the Rangers, Pittsburgh, Winnipeg, and Toronto are in the mix for the 6 p.m. Eastern announcement. That's 4 p.m. Mountain. Each club has a 12.5% shot at winning. Forward Alexis Lafreniere is expected to be the top pick this year. The Blue Jays are getting set to play their remaining home games at the site of their AAA affiliate in Buffalo, New York. Toronto's first game at Salem Field will be tomorrow night against Miami. And it's a matchup of the Eastern Conference's top two teams when the Raptors and Bucks tip off today at Disney World. The top-seeded Milwaukee is 55-15, while number two Toronto is 50-19. This sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon. See you at Wendell's. Okay, let's do it. We got Don Hewitt ready? Right on time. Don Hewitt, how are you? How are you, my friend?
I'm just basking in a little sun here in the old deck, so doing fine.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Donnie. I don't know where to start. Let's start with your Montreal Canadiens, because everybody wants your opinion. Where are you on the way they came out of the play-in round with Pittsburgh?
Well, I mean, I thought two things. I thought they got a good matchup with Pittsburgh because – in some respects, I don't think the Pittsburgh Penguins are really Rod that good of a hockey team anymore. Even though they were, you know, ranked fifth going into the the qualifiers. You look at.
He's still going.
What's that?
Keep going. Keep going. Sorry.
Eugenie Malkin. I mean, he's a former superstar, really. And last year in the playoffs, I was shocked at how he just couldn't get a goal. He couldn't get anything going offensively. And the same sort of situation, against Montreal. He's 34 years old. He seems to hit a wall. So I think they sort of got lucky in the matchup that they got. And then players like Shea Weber just blew me away. I had no idea that a Shea Weber could lead the team like that at his age in the way that he did. And then, some of the speed that they had did create problems for Pittsburgh. They played better in front of Carey Price, and Carey Price rewarded them with obviously a better save percentage, and he played pretty well. But now you've got them against the Flyers that are such a juggernaut. I was crazy that they just mowed over, Boston, Tampa, and Washington the way they did, and they've got a great young goaltender, maybe the future best goaltender in the NHL.
Well, Don, I've got a lot of friends in Montreal. They thought the Habs could go all the way. For sure they thought they could get by Pittsburgh in a shortened series if Carey Price stole it. The Habs are not a young team. Are you on the train that they could go all the way?
No, I'm not on that train at all. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen in terms of how good Philadelphia really is playing, you know, really. I mean, how engaged were some of the other teams in this round robin? I don't know, but we're going to find out how good they really are. And if they're as good as they looked in the round robin, then Montreal's going to be in trouble. But Montreal's clearly underdogs. And the reality is, you know, every Canadian team, you know, left in the playoffs throughout it is going to be an underdog. So hopefully one of the three, two of the three, and three of the three rise up. We'll see.
Off the board with a question for one. Alan, the intern, the Asian sensation, our intern here, Alan, he is going, Don, he is going to be our mascot. Ricky the Iguana, the suit is on the way here. He says, hey, Don Hewitt, I was wondering, as an upcoming mascot, as Ricky the Iguana, do you have any advice as the first Gainer the Gopher?
My advice would be the true Ricky. Be true to yourself as an iguana and live like an iguana would live 24/7 so you're not a phony and you won't fool anybody.
Well, hey, what's something about mascot life that fans wouldn't know, Don, that they wouldn't... Oh, there's Ricky on the screen, just popped his head out. That somebody wouldn't know. What's it like being in that
suit? Looks good. Well, you know, you're going back, when I was in this suit, you're going back to 1977 through to 79 inclusive. He had very, very heavy, hot metallic in those days. Nothing lighter stuff they'd have now. So you got to be in decent condition in that era because you were sweating your you-know-what off. I remember one Labor Day game, I thought I was going to have a heart attack. So, but the I think the key to it really is just try to put yourself in that suit like you're that Ricky Iguana and just let her fly.
Right. Don't be shy. Well, we all know the famed Rolly Bourassa, who was canine for so many years, and he's recently retired. He was the Pats mascot. He said kids really seem to get a kick out of punching you in the junk. Were you around kids a lot? Did they take a particular glee in nut punching you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the thing with Gainer, they shortened his tail in recent years, and there's probably a very good reason, Rod, why they did that, because the kids would just literally pull you by that big long tail that Gainer used to have, and you'd go flying sometimes if the kid was 13 years old, but he was 6 foot, 190 pounds. You know, you'd go flying with that tail. So, you know, keep the stubby tail for sure. And, you know, Rolly Bourassa was amazing. The amount of years he did that at Pat games is just, it blows anything. I only did it for 3 years, for goodness sake. That's nothing compared to what Rolly did. Absolutely nothing.
Love it. Don, no laughing matter is the state of the Canadian Football League. I'm anxiously awaiting your next blog. What is your take? Yours last one I read. I read them all, Don. You know that was how the NFL owes it to the CFL to come financially to the rescue. Your take on, as we sit here today, Monday, August the 10th, where it is and where it's going.
Well, I find it interesting what you're talking about with Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment. That's an interesting theory. And it's interesting because if you take a look at the three parts of it, Rogers, Bell, and Larry Tannenbaum, Bell and Larry Tannenbaum together have more than 50% of the company, and both of those parties care very much about the CFL. I mean, Larry Tannenbaum, you know, loves the CFL since the days that his father brought him to Argonaut games when he was a kid. So you might have something to that. But, you know, there's clearly a major league gag order going on with the league. Nobody's saying anything, but, you know, yesterday, you've got two starting quarterbacks in the CFL, your good friend Bo Levi Mitchell, and our own Cody Fajardo, both saying, you know, we should really just forget about this and start in 2021. So, you know, it looks dicey whether they can do it because of money. I mean, one of my columns, the expense of such a thing. I mean, the you know, the health officials have already okayed what the CFL has said they're going to do in terms of protocols in the bubble. But just the expense of it makes it, I think, going to be very difficult for them to do it. let's see. They need a big boy. They need somebody with lots of bucks to throw them a lifeline, and the NFL is deserting them. I think it's terrible that the NFL is just walking away from the CFL after all those years of developing players for them. I really do.
Wow. Don, I can't wait until the day that we get you here in the bunker, but I appreciate the insight here today. Anything else before we let you go?
Yeah, I'll throw something controversial at you, Rod, just for fun. Kate Peterson talking about the Oilers. I know some real diehard Detroit Red Wing fans, and some of these guys were like really good hockey players themselves. You probably would have heard a few of them. I won't mention their names, but I will say that they said, Edmonton, you can have Ken Holland for what he's done to the Detroit Red Wings for the last decade or more, the terrible drafting. The team just went gradually, slowly down the toilet. I mean, he was a golden boy one time in hockey, had those great Detroit teams that won Stanley Cups. But I think it's, you know, I hope he can do it for the sake of the Oilers fans, but it's not a given when he took most of his scouts to Edmonton that were making bad picks for Detroit. So there's my take on that. I think it's very questionable whether he can do it. I'm not saying he can't, and we'll see if they get another star player tonight, I guess. I hope Winnipeg Jets, by the way, I hope badly that they get Lafreniere.
Boy, would that would change things. That's something Winnipeg needs for sure. Don, you got to tell me who those Red Wings fans are, by the way, because I know some too. And talk about ungrateful. All you want is 3 Stanley Cups, you bum. Get lost. Here's something, Don. You've been around the block a few times, a couple more than me, but not many more than me. Sometimes relationships sour. Right? Sometimes they sour, and sometimes there's a divorce, and sometimes both sides are happy. So maybe Ken Holland's just as happy to be out of Detroit as they are for him to be out of Detroit. Oh. Right? You're welcome for all I did for you. All the winning. Good luck.
Well, he got demoted. When Steve Yzerman came in, he clearly got demoted. Why would he be happy? But, I mean, yes, 3 Stanley Cups is great. He's going into the Hockey Hall of Fame. I believe that was just mentioned or announced this morning, Rod, but I mean, sports is what have you done for me lately? That's the basis of sport. And the relationship soured in Detroit because they had a whole pile of L's and they weren't making the playoffs. That's why the relationship soured.
Things have changed too in that organization. Don, you and I got to go for lunch at the Chimney and catch up on all this, although it's not the Chimney anymore. Okay, Don, thanks for everything. I never get enough of you. You know, write a blog, see you soon.
Okay, thanks, Rod. You have a good day.
The great Don Hewitt joining us on video chat today from his palatial Southeast Regina estate. He's got me all revved up. He won them 3 Stanley Cups, and they can't wait to get rid of them. You think there might be a little more going on in the organization than what you see?
Oh, yeah.
There usually is.
There's a lot more going on than what you and I see.
Hang on. We'll be right back. We got CFL hot takes, NHL hot takes, racing hot takes, all the rest. It's the RP Show on a Monday. Canada's daytime sports talk show continues after this. It's episode number 293 coming to you from the sweatpants capital of the world. You're watching on Game Plus TV, Facebook Live. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
IKS Live.
IKS Live, Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals, video production, event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Oh, yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody, to your favorite sports talk show. Most listened to sports program in Saskatchewan, right? We're on in over a million homes.
Oh, yeah.
How can anybody dispute that or say that they have more?
They can't.
They can't. They're lying. So, Don Hewitt lit off a couple stink bombs and then left. As he is wont to do.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he brought it up. Cody Fajardo saying on radio on Friday that they should just pull the pin on the season. Let's get down on the CFL now, because that's what people really like. Although the numbers would indicate they want more Stanley Cup playoff talk. But we got 2 months of that. Because I think we're going to a terminal conclusion for the CFL for 2020. And hockey, we can talk about year-round. Because the NHL is a league that actually wants to be talked about year-round. But Jeff, the Stamps fan, says Rod agrees with Cody Fajardo wanting to wait until 2021, but disagrees with Bo Levi Mitchell wanting to wait until 2021. I get it, Jeff. You're saying I disagree with Bo because he's Bo, but I agree with Cody because he's Cody.
Don't make any apologies for who you were.
Have I ever?
Never.
No. You are seeing, like, write this down. Remember this era. Because you're seeing the dwindling days of how the CFL has done business for a long time. Because it's going to change. And I read the quotes on Three Down from Cody. In the most humblest of ways, he said, look, I make good money. What do you say? He's a leader or he's a figurehead of an organization. I'm really paraphrasing here. But he's like, if I'm not getting updates, who's getting updates? Right, if you're not keeping Cody Fajardo abreast of what's going on, I didn't do as much talking on the phone this weekend as the long weekend, but I have heard from teams that their medical staff hasn't been consulted, their coaching staff hasn't been consulted, nobody's been consulted. Like, what are you doing? This lack of communication, and I got to say, I'm sorry, lack of leadership, and that is not pointing the finger at Randy Ambrosi. But does anybody think they're just going to magically wave a wand one of these days and say, guys, we're playing? Ha-ha! Do you see that coming?
No.
When you got Cody Fajardo and Bo Levi Mitchell saying, just pull the pin because we're not hearing anything. Because if you are planning on going, ta-da, whipping the curtain off, tablecloth off the season, wouldn't you think they'd be telling somebody to get ready for it?
You're under the canopy, right? You're under the big tent, and you've finally come out from the back. You've been waiting. The show was supposed to start an hour ago, and you finally come out. And
nobody's.
You pull it, ta-da! And there's nobody left.
There's nobody left. You waited too long.
The garbage is blowing in the seats, right?
Where is everybody?
Wah wah wah. And it's unfortunately that's where we're at. So yeah, they've already gone. And on the way out the door, they said, give me my money back or give me a ticket for next year. For the next show.
Not waiting.
Not waiting.
I would have thought I would have heard something from Shaq Evans, or at least I would have heard that Shaq Evans had said, okay, CFL, I'm done. I went and got a job. Because he imposed that deadline of Friday, last Friday, mm-hmm. for the CFL to make a decision. Where was he on that? Maybe I missed something. But did he go and move on with his life? Like all these silly, self-imposed deadlines by both the CFL and the players. This is a three-ring circus. Like, I'd rather almost not even talk about it and stick to hockey because it's so embarrassing for the Canadian Football League. So eventually, how many times do I need to say it? When they do pull the plug on this season, because even the star players are saying, do it. How long after that does NLSC move in and take over and these inane, stupid decisions and lack of communication? That's all a thing of the past. That's my point. Just relish in what's going on right now because it's the end of days. Not for the CFL, but for the way the CFL has conducted itself. It's end of days. It's here. The jig is up.
Well, I know. And the one, it's so opposite from what everybody else has done. And they're all having success. We're playing. Here's the dates we're playing. And da-da-da-da-da. And when it comes down to it, the pull the curtain back is, oh, no, this isn't going to work. We got to push it back.
Oh, yeah.
This is the opposite. We're not playing. We're not, you know, nothing, 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 nothing. And then the pull is, oh, guess what? We're going to play. It was always, here's the plan, and we're going to try and execute it. It's the opposite in the CFL. I don't understand why there is not a plan when they announce the hub city and a start date for the season. And then as it changes, change the start date. But there's never even been a plan unrolled with a schedule or how the season's going to go or nothing. Like
nothing.
The league could say, hey, we've done everything. We're going to start October 1st. Here's the schedule. You see all the stuff. Put it on the website. Get people excited. And then if the players don't come to the table or you can't agree to it, then you say, okay, we're going to cancel it. But now in a week, we're going to say, okay, here's the season. Okay, now we're going to come up with a schedule. Now we're going to do all this. And you expect people to just sit there and wait for you. It's not going to happen.
Mike in Southern Ontario. I can never remember where Mike Phoenix lives.
Do you? Toronto.
It's Toronto. Thank you. He says, I've already given up. Unfortunately, looking for the NFL or even XFL to return. Do you see all the stuff that's being kicked up about the XFL right now? And they're saying with the NFL, with no college, the XFL should play. That's what the insiders are saying and stuff.
I saw that from Pro Football Talk.
Yes, that's where it
was. The Rock should launch a fall XFL and bring in all the college football players and pay them to play a season. Now, wouldn't that be something?
John Kirby in Edmonton. How many season ticket holders of the CFL teams are still keeping their tickets, Rod? I have no idea. Not my department. I'm sure the teams have stats on that. I'm not talking with them. James Collin says the CFL is a dinosaur league. They hold their cards close and spring it on people last minute. I hope it works for them. Okay, Mike Phoenix in Toronto. I'll remember that. You're from Toronto. I'm sorry that I can't remember. It's the Phoenix in your name. You know that, right? Yeah. I'm thinking of a Phoenix immediately when I see that.
Yeah.
So you talk about the schedule and they need to come out with that. I think you're right. But I mean, I go to CFL.ca all the time and I see stories from my good friends, Chris O'Leary, the senior writer there on, I was there just yesterday. Headline, Matt Nichols says there's a difference between being in shape and game shape. And then five games to watch in the CFL schedule. I'm going, what? This is fake news. There's nothing here. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not in any way anything against Chris O'Leary. Give me something substantial is my point. And there is nothing. And it would be better for the CFL for us to talk hockey and college football and Raptors and Blue Jays than what the CFL is going on because it's so bad. Anyways, we'll be back. With overtime. Hang on. We'll talk about the poll. We'll talk about the rock star of the day and all the rest. It's the RP Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Sud's Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. It's Monday, right, Dukes?
Yep.
A little read here for Bidzy. The show is brought to you by Bidzy. Do you have a job and don't know who to contact? Bidzy it. Do you own a business and want to be alerted of nearby customers? Bidzy it. Big or small, Bidzy connects businesses and people to jobs. Post your project on Bidzy.com for free today. Arlene writes in, and Arlene, I apologize. I don't know why on earth I thought that you were in Ottawa. I didn't know that you were the Arlene from Saskatoon. So thanks for watching the sim and commenting on the CEBL tournament. Anyway, she says, our group of four will keep our Riders season tickets. It's important. I've been over this so many times. The Riders aren't folding. The Riders aren't going anywhere. Eventually, they will be back. And now with the MLSC riding to the rescue, which I really believe is going to happen, the CFL's not going anywhere either. I wish we could fast forward this by 3 months would probably do it. Maybe 4 months. And we could just fast forward, get through the muck. They've announced there's no season. They've laid people off. We've started the rebuild. MLSC's pumped the money in, and let's go. Because that's where it's going. But for a lot of people that are sitting here right now in the CFL, it is actual hell. It's hell. And by the way, I've been there. Do I have a job? Do I not have a job? Am I going to have a job? The fate is out of those people's hands, and it's very unfortunate. That's why I vowed to never put myself in that position again. It's hell. And that's where a lot of people working in the CFL right now are. It sucks for them, and I feel for them. Gary Lincoln in Winnipeg watched the CFL sim for the first time last Friday. I'm hooked. Thanks, Gary. So are we. I actually put the tweet out this morning, Darren. Did you see it? On the standings, the scores. Here's what happened.
Yep.
Here's what happened in week 9 of the CFL sim. The Saskatchewan Roughriders, in a game you watched on this very Facebook Live channel, beat the BC Lions 18-13 in a very entertaining game on Friday Night Football.
Very.
And by the way, do you know what our betting line was on that game?
I don't remember.
I believe it was 5.5.
Yeah.
I got it here.
Okay.
Oh, it was Sask 1.5. I'm sorry. They covered. They won by 5.
Yeah, but it was right there, and BC had a chance to win.
Do you want me to show you the other betting lines?
Yeah.
We screwed them all up.
Did we?
Montreal went into Hamilton. The Ticats were favored by 1.5. Alouettes won 19-13.
Whoa.
Winnipeg went into Ottawa. Winnipeg was favored by 5.5. Ottawa won 10-1. And Paul Lapolis got the virtual Gatorade shower. What color was the Gatorade?
Red.
Thanks. They haven't made black Gatorade yet, and by God, I wouldn't drink it if they did.
Yeah, probably. I'm drinking it now.
Coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
Red Bull should come out with it.
Yeah, they should.
New black Red Bull. And
yeah, this tastes like Coca-Cola.
I lost it. Toronto was at Calgary. Stamps were favored by 2.5. And Toronto won 25-3. Matt Nichols was dealing in the game. He used seven different receivers. Boris Beattie was 6 of 7 on field goals. If I'm saying his name right, I don't feel like I am. But those were the week 9 scores, and here's the standings as we enter week 10. Edmonton 6-1, Toronto 6-2, Calgary 6-3. Three teams are tied for the overall lead. Saskatchewan 5-2, BC 5-4, Montreal 3-5, Winnipeg 2-5, Hamilton 2-6, which I know you have a problem with. No more than they do, believe me.
Oh, yeah.
And Ottawa's 1-7. And tomorrow will be our poll. The game of the week, tomorrow. So get ready to vote on that. Saskatchewan at Montreal, Edmonton at Winnipeg, Ottawa at Hamilton, Calgary at BC. I got a feeling that I know which way that's going to go, but we'll leave it till tomorrow. Tonight, we got a big night. The draft.
Yes.
What's the name of it?
It's the Black Tie, right? Hockey draft. I don't know the official name. Clark would know it.
The Black Tie Draft? Hockey Draft?
Did I get
it
right?
Can they watch it on Facebook?
Yes.
It will be broadcast on Facebook, not just this channel, though.
It won't be on this channel. It'll be on their channel. So I'm sure we'll post a link to it or something.
The guy that's running it, my good and longtime friend Jim McConey, Jim DeConey, hockey guy. Last year I emceed this thing in Swift Current, in the banquet hall, the conference center, at the Living Sky Casino in Swift Current, and it was huge. 300 guys split into however many teams, 8 per team, divide 8 into 300. I don't know how many times it goes. 40? I don't know. Not good at math. And last year, I was wearing a black tie. And so tonight, I'm emceeing it. You're going to give me a hand. It's going to be broadcast virtually on Facebook Live because we can't get together in Swift Current. I said to Jim, can I just come out to Swift Current? I'd rather just come out and see you guys. And he says, nah, we're going to do it virtually. So I've done it before. I'm not that nervous.
No, it's going to be great. And what's cool about what they're doing, too, to get that atmosphere, he said, we got to create an experience. So bringing us on to do this is going to be awesome. We'll have an experience. Jim's actually going to be driving around delivering food because you'd have food ordered at this thing, right, when you're all in the casino room together.
Right.
He's actually going to be delivering the food to everybody's house where they're doing their drafts for each team. So that's kind of neat. It'll be a cool experience. I'm looking forward to it. I've been thinking about this in the last, like, hour. Who's going to be the number one pick in the draft? I got to go with McKinnon in Colorado.
Wow.
That would be my number one pick.
So on tomorrow's show, we'll recap tonight's draft. It's for the Dr. Irwin Noble Health Foundation in Swift Current that we do this. And I've been doing it now for a couple of years. And it's very cool. We're raising money for the Health Foundation out there. And it's a black tie event. It's very much like the NHL draft. Like, it looks like it. It won't tonight because of the virtual aspect of it. But tomorrow morning on this show, we'll recap who those picks were. Maybe we should have spent more time talking on that today.
Yeah, helping people with their own drafts that they've got coming up tonight.
Because the playoffs start tomorrow.
Yeah, this is it.
What a time to be alive. Okay, vote on our rock star of the day. I'm going to put the poll up now on our Twitter feed, at Rod Peterson Show, Mike Richards, Kate Pedersen, or Dangerous Diamond Don Hewitt. And we'll see you tomorrow. What do we got tomorrow, Clark? No, it's not on here. Prompter must have died. On the screen, what do we got? Sirius XM NHL Network radio host Scott Laughlin. Oh, Scott, known him a long time. Good guy. He'd be a good guy to have previewing the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
WHL Commissioner Ron Robinson, same thing. Great guy. And the public address announcer of the Carolina Hurricanes, Wade Minter. And that's a hell of a story, too. We had Al Stafford on last week. My longtime friend Al Stafford, public address announcer for the Oilers. He put it on his social media, and now every PA announcer in the NHL wants on this show.
That's awesome.
So Clark's going to work his way through all these guys. It's awesome. So Wade Minter of the Carolina Hurricanes tomorrow. It's just going to be fantastic to steal a line from John Lynch. But until then, for Dupes, Clark, our entire crew, we'll see you at 10 a.m. Mountain Tuesday right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.